Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John, the one who wrote this down, he saw these things take place. Now, he didn't know when, but he knew the order of events because he wrote these things. I remember in Revelation chapter 1, John, write these things that you hear, these things that you see, write them. And all through the book of Revelation, 4 or 5 times the angel or the Lord had to remind him to write. Remember, we looked at that. That was really neat because he saw at certain times as he was writing, he was just so caught up with what he was seeing, what he was experiencing, that they had to kind of nudge him. Now, John, write. Right. He wrote these things down. And at the very end, when Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly," John said, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." If that doesn't convince you that Jesus Christ can come at any moment, I can't help you. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. He did not say, "Even so, come, Antichrist," so Jesus could come. He did not say, "Come, four seals or the six trumpets or whatever." John, who wrote all these things, and he saw these things take place. When Jesus said, "I come quick, surely, Bila Shaka, without a doubt, I come quickly," amen. And it wouldn't hurt for some of y'all to say that. Amen. And then he says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." John was looking for the coming of Jesus when he finished this book. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, I'm telling you, you've been wrong before. You cannot convince me otherwise. And there's some great men out there, and I still got a little bit more here. There's some great men out there, great Baptist men, great friends that believe that Jesus Christ will not come until this whatever. I'm going to hang with this till it hair lips Hannah. And I don't even know what that means. Daddy used to say that all the time from the pulpit. Hang with it if it hair lips Hannah. You know, I guess Hannah, whatever that means, you know. Hang on with bulldog tenacity. Remember that temple, Eric? He would say that. With bulldog tenacity. I'm telling you, I believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. He's coming for us. Then in the Revelation, he comes for us and he comes with us. I learned from Doc Adams about the difference between the rapture, the translation, and the Revelation. In the rapture, the translation, Christ comes for his saints. In the Revelation, Christ comes with his saints. And that's good preaching, ain't it? We're closing the book of the Revelation, and these are the last words that Jesus tells us. How do I know these are his last words? Because they're written in red. "Surely I come quickly." And John said, "Amen." What does the word amen mean? Truly, truly, truly. So be it. John was looking for Jesus to come when he said amen. And then he added to it, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We ought to be looking for him to come. Don't let people deceive you or sway you. There was a fellow now, he's dead and in heaven. Good Baptist preacher. Good Baptist. Great. He started a Holy Land Experience. You know what I'm talking about? Marv Rosenthal. Great. He probably forgotten more than I'll ever know. But he sure led a lot of people astray years ago. You know who I'm talking about? How many of you know who I'm talking about? Okay. How many of y'all have no idea who I'm talking about? That's okay. He started a Holy Land Experience. He was a Baptist, born a Baptist, died a Baptist, good man. He originally believed that Jesus Christ would come at any moment, but yet through his Bible study and all, he became enlightened that now Jesus cannot come at any moment. Now you have to go through, and actually through his teachings, and you could find his life. He actually changed, it was a seventh trumpet and some other times that he would kind of vary the little dates of when he comes. He actually got it down to 45 days before the revelation. I read one time where he wrote 45 days before the revelation. He actually had it. You know what I'm talking about? the seventh trumpet, fourth night of day. Anyway, I won't go into all that. The Lord would come. And he took a lot of people on his side because he's very intelligent man. Saved on in heaven. Listen, you could be wrong about this and still die and go to heaven. You can be wrong on a lot of things and still die and go to heaven. But there's one thing you cannot be wrong about, and that's faith in Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only truth, and he's the only life. That's what we can disagree on a lot of things, but we cannot disagree on that one. Shed blood, the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to finish this up next week, and I'll put it all together. Do y'all still have them charts? How many of y'all have them charts still? Okay. How many of y'all don't have the chart I gave out a year or so ago? Okay. I'll have them next week out on the thing. We'll print out some more where I put together years ago from the beginning, from creation all the way to eternal continuation. And it's all, I got most of my teaching, and me and Eric had a great time last night talking. And most of my teaching I sit under Clyde Lanier. And you don't sit under Clyde Lanier for 50 years. I guess I've known him longer than anybody now, you know, and not learned something. So he poured into me and other folk a lot of stuff. And so what's on that chart's a lot of what he had, and I just kind of added some other things through the years. I'll bring it next week. I think it'll help you kind of capsulize the events, the timing, or so to speak. Not the time, but the order of events. Because no man knoweth. We don't know the days. But the order of events that I believe will be taking place, I'll have that for you next week, Lord willing. Verse number 21. Of everything, I thought about this week, that could be written in God's divine library is 66 books. The very last words that we read, and now boy, you know I love to sing about eschatology, I come quick, but the very last words we read as John closes this book, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen. Boy, don't we need God's grace, not just as unbelievers, but as believers. He's writing to some believers, and he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Let me close with this. I mentioned Dad a couple times this morning. This Bible is falling apart. There's pages in here that are ripped. I got them with Scotch tape. They're watermarked, and some words you can't even read no more. But as long as I'm able, I'm going to keep this Bible. Not just because of the notes, but because of who gave it to me. This Bible's been recovered 5-6 times. I told you about there's a place in Texas that will cover this, and I was going to send it back because in pages, they redo it for free and all. And once they do it one time, they redo it. But they, because of Christmas, they said it's going to take 8 weeks, and I can't do without my Bible for 8 weeks. I could use another one, but anyway, Dad gave me this Bible in 1993 as a Christmas gift, and he wrote this, and I'm going to close. That's why it's special to me. To a beloved son, concerning the Bible. There's no book like this book. There's no life like the life it gives. There's no love that comes to its equal. Come to know it more clearly. Learn to follow it more nearly. Live it and love it more dearly. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness and all the blessings and joys of life. None equals the knowledge of the Holy. Preacher, why do you hang on that Bible? Every once in a while, I open the front page. Lord, thank you for Daddy, for a great man of God. Father, we love you. Thank you for your word. We thank you for the promises of your word. Lord, bless our services this morning, the singing, the praying, the offerings, the preaching. Our Father, may we realize it's not about us, it's about you. May you receive all the honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.